Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's lift our hands and praise. You know, we are who we are not because of what we were, but because of what he did.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And it's because of who he is and whose we are, that's why we are who we are. Amen. Can you see me now? I like that song. He said, look, it doesn't matter what you see now, but can you see the glory of God? Well, the Lord, he sees his glory. Amen. He's looking at us through the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You cannot be defined by what you were or what you did in the past. You are defined by what Christ did for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And as many as have this hope in themselves, we purify ourselves by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that we, through his grace and mercy, will be acceptable unto him, even unto eternal life in Jesus' name. Father, we love you this morning. Do you love him? Praise God. Put your hands together if you love the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we thank you, Lord, this morning. We give you all the praise and we give you all the glory. And somebody said amen. Now, Lord Jesus, glorify yourself in the message of the Lord. And let our hearts be glad as the word of God brings light and enters into our lives. We give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. And somebody said amen.
Amen.
Thank you. You may be seated. Praise team. Thank you, everybody. Good morning, everybody. Praise the Lord. How you doing? Good morning, everybody. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, everybody. My name is Pastor Yaro, and we're coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And this is GMI Church. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, today will be part two, sort of what we did last week, but it's a different title, but we want to finish it up. It's good. It's not going to be quite as long. You know, so I'll be talking on blessings in season and out of season. So that's how I'm going to be talking about today. Blessings in season and out of season. And if you stay with me in this message, and the Lord's going to bless your heart. Amen. If you believe that, you can say amen. Well, I sought the Lord for this message, and I've been praying several days and just asking the Lord, you know, Bible says, in as much as you are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that you may excel to the edifying of the body of Christ, you know, and so forth. So now God, I'm going to start the message right now. God wants you to be blessed in season and out of season, you know, and I'm going to be explaining that to you this morning. Now, what does that mean? Well, you know, don't think about there's a scripture that says be instant in season, out of season, preach the word and so forth. Well, you know, that's not what I'm preaching about today. But let me explain to you what in season means. And then we're going to see what also out of season would mean. You know, now, from the beginning, you know, God made, when he made the heaven and earth, you know, he created and he said, look, as long as heaven and earth and all these things remain, seed time and harvest time will never cease. So God put the seasons in place and so forth like that, you know. And, you know, we plant, we reap, we do all that. But let me explain to you what in season means in the context of this message. In season is when the economy is good. The economy is booming. You have a job, you know, you are well. Everything is, you know, great around you, you know. And let me also tell you another thing about in season. You work, you get a job, and you get paid on a schedule. If you're working, you know, in a company or something, they pay you every 2 weeks or every week or every month, whatever the schedule is. You know, you work for something, you get paid for it. That's in season. You know, you expect it anyway. you know, nobody goes to work, you know, and, you know, on 2 weeks when they're supposed to pay them. Some people even have what they call automatic deposit into their, you know, in their bank accounts, you know. I mean, you expect that money to be there because you already did the work. Are you still with me, folks? That's right. That's it. You know, everybody, you know, that's in season. Because you did it, you expected it, it comes to you, it's yours because you worked for it and so forth like that. Now that's in season. Now, but let me talk about, you know, something else. And I will come to out of season later on. But I'm going to quote this scripture for you. It's in Psalm 1. It says, blessed is the man, from verse 1 of Psalm 1, that, you know, walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Now notice, the ungodly, sinners, and the scornful. And he doesn't, you know, have anything to do with that, you know. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. Now, that's what season right there. You know, you may say, well, it only brings forth his fruit in his season. But hold on. His leaf also shall not wither. Normally, the leaves will wither out of season. Hello? Their leaves will wither out of season. You know, when fall time comes, all those beautiful plants that you see in the spring and summer and all that, so, you know, they will wither. They're out of season. You know, they wither. They look like, you know, I mean, you go to some of these places on the East Coast where they have all that, you know, harsh winter weather. I mean, you just see all the trees. They look like skeletons. You can't see any leaves, you know. Praise God. You know, that's out of season for those trees. But this man here, because his delight is in the law of the Lord and meditates on the word of God day and night, he will be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water. He's always having constant supply. And he brings forth his fruit in his season. You know, hallelujah. And what is his season? It's not in the season of the tree, but it's his season. What is your season? You know, what's your season? His leaf. Also, he's just likening the man, not to the tree. I mean, it's not the tree he's talking about. He's just likening the man to the tree. And that man's season, in his own season, his leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Amen. Now, you can define your season today. And whether your season is going to be, I mean, you know, some places have four seasons. Some places have two seasons. Some people have, you know, just rainy and dry season or whatever. Well, here we have four seasons. You know, it goes around, you know, it goes from, you know, winter to spring, you know, to fall, I mean, to summer and then fall and then comes back again to winter. Well, you know, different things happen in those seasons. But what is your season? How is it going to be for you? You know, now, in the book of Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, this concept is also described there. You know, the Lord told Joshua in 1 and verse 8, that he needs to meditate day and night on the word of God. He said, this book of the law, what is that? That's the word of God for us. Amen. Amen. Now, a lot of people don't read the Bible these days. This book shall not depart out of your mouth. You know, that means you're constantly speaking that word. And thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then, that's right, then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. Amen. You know, formula for success. You know, we preach that message. It's on the website. You can check it out. You know, but this is only a part of that, but I'm going to go into a different thing here. Now, what I want to point out is that, look, there's going to be times, and we're going to talk about out of season right now. There's going to be times when all around you, it's out of season. Like it is right now. In the United States and many parts of the world. And in the United States, millions of people have lost their jobs because of the COVID and all the kinds of things and so forth. You know, so, you know, it's kind of like out of season. You know, the economy, you know, and things like that. You know, if you put your money into investment, maybe it's not doing so well. Maybe you're not getting the interest rates like you need and so forth. Because, you know, all kinds of things going on and so forth. It's kind of out of season, you know. Things is bad. You know, sometimes the economy gets crippled because of whatever is going on, you know, and all that. You know, that may be out of season. But listen to this in Job, the book of Job, chapter 22. And let's read verse 29. I'm going to come back and read some more of that chapter later on. But I just want to read this one verse right now. See, when men are cast down, that's when they are out of season. When people around you are out of season, what are you going to be saying, folks? What are you being saying? You're going to be saying there is a lifting up. Amen. You are going to be in season. God wants you to be in season. God doesn't want you to be out of season. So I'm going to be focusing on out of season blessings today. Now, I've already talked briefly about in-season blessings, you know. Hey, look, God has already blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. God has given us the sun, the moon, and so forth like that. Now, here's another example. You know, those who are in farming and so on, you know, they expect at certain times of the year, you know, if the weather has been good, they've had rains, they've had sunshine, they've had pleasant weather and all that, maybe they'll get a bountiful harvest that year. You know, but if the weather has been harsh, you know, and maybe hurricanes or tornadoes destroy their plants and everything like that, you know, and then things are just not growing, then that's kind of like out of season for them. They can't go to market with their produce. Are you still with me, folks? You know, and then they'll be praying that, you know, maybe, I don't know if they pray or not, but, you know, they'll be hoping that, you know, things will get better, you know. Now, but if it's in season, like the Bible says, God makes his sun to shine on everybody, good and bad, that's in season for everybody. You know, when things are going good, that's in season. When it's out of season for the farmer and the person that depends on it and so forth like that, it's a really bad thing. But, you know, did you know that when it's out of season and even there is no crop growing, the weather is bad, and everything, you know, is not going right, you know. Did you know that, you know, if your season is continuous, your own crop will be growing? Amen. Now, some people can't believe that. Well, that's probably because you put a limit to God. Hallelujah. You know, one time Gideon, he said, look, you know, let it be dry all around, but let this little, you know, piece of wool that I have here be wet. Praise God. You know, God can do that. It can be dry all around, but you can have the dew of heaven. Amen. That's right. You know, and all other things may be going wrong. You know, people may be saying, well, you know, there's a downcasting right now and so forth like that, but you can be saying there's a lifting up. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, you know, when you plant and you get a bountiful harvest because there was sunshine and rain and all that stuff, well, that's in season. But I'm talking about, you know, when it's out of season, you know, and when everything else is being destroyed, but yours is booming. Amen. Oh, yeah. You know, and how do you do it? Well, you know, one man said in Habakkuk 3 and verse 17, he said, look, though the fig tree does not blossom, you know, well, it looks like we're out of season right now. Well, you know, there is nothing going on. If you can put that scripture up for me, Habakkuk 3:17. There's nothing going on. This man, it looks like everything is dry. The fig tree does not blossom. These staves are cut off from the vine and all these things and so forth. And it just seems like nothing going on. But he said, yet will I rejoice in the Lord, and I will be glad in the God of my salvation. Amen. You know, he had a secret. He knew that by praising the Lord, you know, God's going to do something for him. Now, when things are not going well, what are you going to do? You know, are you going to say like everybody else that, well, you know, there is a downcasting right now? Or are you going to say there is a lifting up and there shall be a lifting up? Amen. Praise God. You know, you can confess and believe the word of God, you know, and then God can give you tremendous blessings, even in the time when everybody else is complaining about things not going right. Now, let me read to you here in the book of Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19. A scripture which a lot of people know. But I want you to take note of what it says. And I'm sure a lot of you can perhaps quote it by memory. But my God shall supply all your need according to what? Come on, folks. According to what? Well, let me read it to you a different way. And tell me if this is what it says. But my God shall supply all your needs according to the economy and according to the job you have. or according to the money you don't have. Is that what he says? My God shall supply all your need according to his riches. It's not according to in season or out of season. It doesn't matter to God, because God's always in season. Amen. Hallelujah. According to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Psalm 92. Let's take a look at what it says in Psalm 92. Verses 12 to about 15. You know, when the Lord makes promises like this, you need to latch onto it. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Next verse. They shall still say, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Now, the courts of our God, that's the entire world. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. You know, anywhere you go, it's the courts of the Lord. You know, they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. They're not going to be lean. Amen. Praise God. They shall be flourishing so that the Lord can show, you know, that he is good. He's our rock, and he's, you know, and there is no unrighteousness in him. God's going to give us, you know, give you that confidence. Psalm 37, verses 18 and 19. Psalm 37, verses 18 and 19. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Amen. Their inheritance will not be for one season and then out of season. Their inheritance shall be forever, and they shall not be ashamed, even in the evil time. That's in the out of season time. They're not going to be ashamed. Even in the days of famine, when it's out of season for everybody else, the righteous shall be satisfied. Amen. That's right. Yeah, well, you say, well, that's easy for you to say. No, it's not easy for me to say. It's just because I have to believe the word of God. Amen. That's right. But if you already succumb under your circumstances, or circumstances are around you, then you're already defeated. You ought to be speaking the word of God and acting accordingly. Amen. Praise God. Instead of saying, well, you know, there's nothing for me to eat today. Well, I say, well, God's going to give me something to eat today. Amen. Praise God. That's a lot better than saying, well, you know, we don't have any food in the house. Don't say that. Just say, hey, you know, the God of miracles, he's going to supply all my needs. Hallelujah. And you'll be listening to the Lord, because the Lord is going to put, I'm going to tell you some things in a minute. The Lord's going to put some things in your mind. That's right. The Lord's going to put some things in your heart. But you have to listen to the Lord. You know, God has a way to bring, you know, I got a message. One day I will preach it if the Lord allows me. It's called, you know, the hidden riches, the secret treasures and the hidden riches of secret places. That's a way that God can bring that, you know. And even when the economy is not going good, when everything is not right, God has a way that he can bring you into real blessings. Amen. But you have to believe it. Now, Psalm 127, verse 2. I want to bring out a viewpoint here. And I don't want to make light of anybody's situation. But, you know, here is the thing. You know, if you have to live from hand to mouth, as they say it, from paycheck to paycheck, you know, that's in season kind of blessings. you know, some people have to work 2-3 jobs and all of these things to make ends meet, and still they don't make ends meet. Now, like I said, I'm not making light of anybody's situation. But this scripture tells me that we can look beyond our means. Amen. That's right. And we already preached that before. God can go and bless you beyond your means, and even beyond circumstances that's prevalent around you. It is vain for you to rise up early. You get up early before everybody else. You stay up late before everyone else, only to eat the bread of sorrows. That's not good to anybody. God giveth his beloved sleep. Amen. That's right. Now, that doesn't mean you shouldn't work hard. I work hard just about as hard as anybody else. You know, and we preach that people should work hard all the time. It is good for a young man to bear the yoke in his youth and all that. But, you know, don't just think that it's by, you know, I got to wake up early, I got to stay up late, I got to work 3 jobs and all of these things to, you know, and only earn all the money and then put it in a bag of holes. What's that all about? Earn all the money and put it in a bag of holes. What does that mean? That means, you know, you labor hard and so forth, but the enemy is eating the corn for which you have labored. You know, the enemy is eating it up. And you find out that, you know, things, you know, You earn good money, but then stuff breaks around your house and your car breaks down and all these other things. And then you have to spend all your money fixing it, you know. But the blessing of God, when you understand it, he will rebuke the devourer on your behalf. You won't be having to spend your hard-earned cash on fixing the house, on fixing the car, and on doing all these other things. You know, God will give you tranquility. For the effect of righteousness is peace. And the work of righteousness is tranquility. God will give you tranquility. And then, you know, it's like you are in season all the time. Praise God. Now, Psalm 23 and verse 5. You know, the Lord doesn't want you to just have barely enough. You know, barely enough is from paycheck to paycheck and all of that. You know, and when the paycheck is over, then you don't have anything else. You are only living in season. But this is out of season blessings. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Is your cup running over? Or do you only have just enough to fill the cup? And sometimes it's not even enough to fill the cup. But can your cup run over? Can God make your cup run over? That's the thing. You know, do you know the one of the greatest sins of the children of Israel? You know, you can read it all in Psalm 78. You know, they limited the Holy One of Israel. They limited God. You know, they believed that God, you know, send us back to Egypt already. You know, we had better things there. They limited God. See, and that was their greatest problem right there. They limited God. They did not believe God for great things like God wanted to do for them. You know, 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9. For ye yourselves know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. How that though he was rich. Amen. Hello. How many of you know that Jesus was rich? But did you know that Jesus was actually poor when he was here on earth? Yeah. If you don't know, you read it in this scripture. He owned heaven and earth. But he gave it all up for your sakes. That's right. Though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye, through his poverty, might become rich. Hallelujah. That's trading places for you folks. That's trading places. Jesus traded places with us. And this scripture is so powerful that you should not let it go to waste. Don't let it go to waste. You know, this is what Jesus already purchased for us. Praise God. But you have to start believing God for things to turn around. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20. You know, God is able to do things, you know, beyond even your thinking. You know, he said he's able to do exceeding abundantly above. Now, that's first of all, it's exceeding, then it's abundantly, then it's above. All that we ask or think. You know, if you can think it, God can do more. Amen. Amen. Just think about it. Anything you can think, he can do more. But look, it's according to the level of faith that's inside of you. That's the power that's working inside of you. And that power comes by understanding the word of God. If you don't understand the word of God, you're not going to believe that God can do these things. You know, it's like people saying today that, look, not everybody has to die. So people can actually go in the translation without seeing death. People don't believe that stuff. You know, well, there was a man called Enoch. And even though everybody around him was dying and people were dying before him, he believed God. Amen. Praise God. You know, now, if you don't believe God, you know, then the word of God, if it's not mixed with faith, it really can't profit. But if you believe God, then God can do wonderful things in our lives. Amen. In John chapter 10 and verse 10, Jesus will reveal the secret here. He said, look, that devil, he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Now, that's his mission. And I guarantee you, he's doing a good job at it. You know, he will steal your joy. He will try to kill, you know, your dreams, destroy your life, do anything he wants, you know, and so forth. But Jesus said, look, that's the devil. He's doing his thing. But I am come, hallelujah, that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. In the third John, the third epistle of John, verse 2, it says, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health. Praise God. Prosper and be in health. Amen. That's what God wants you to prosper, and he wants you to be in health. I'm going to read a few more verses, then I'm going to change the order of the service here. I don't want this to be very long today. Now, listen to this. In the book of Joel, chapter 2, I'm going to read verses 25 to 27. Joel chapter 2, verses 25 to 27. Here is a wonderful promise that you can latch onto at any time. Amen? Amen. And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten. And that which the locust left, the canterworm came and ate it. That which the canterworm left, the caterpillar came and ate it. That which the caterpillar left, the palmerworm came and ate it. You know, they ate all of those things. And the Lord said, I will restore to you. Hallelujah. Amen. I will restore to you so that you can always be in season. Amen. Verse 26. Let's read that. See what it says. It says, look, and ye shall eat in plenty. Amen. Doesn't matter whether there is drought or not. Ye shall eat in plenty and you will be satisfied. And you will praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you and my people. Oh my goodness. I love this one. My people shall never be ashamed. Can somebody say amen? Let's read verse 27. And ye shall know that I am the Lord that is in the midst of Israel. You put your name there, put our church there, put your family there, and so forth. And I am the Lord your God, and there is none else. And then he says it again. And some, you know, every time he says something more than once, it's like, take it to the bank. And my people shall never be ashamed. Praise the Lord. In the book of Genesis, chapter 27, verse 28. You know, God talks about, look, as long as the heaven and the earth, you know, they are here, you know, and so forth, you know, God will give you the dew of heaven. Hallelujah. He will bring the dew of heaven down, and he will give you the fatness of the earth and a plenty of corn and wine. He will give you all of these things. Why does God do it? Well, he will do it because he's able to do it. Amen. That's one. And you will receive it if you believe it. Amen. Amen. Now, what if some did not believe? In the book of Romans chapter 3 and verse 3. What if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God of none effect? Hello? You know, if we preach these things, some don't believe. Now, let me tell you something about God. God will always have a remnant that believes. That's right. Somebody. Maybe it's one person, I don't care. But one person is going to believe so that he can put everybody else, you know, to shame. That's right. That's what the Bible says in Hebrews 11 and verse 7. Let's read Hebrews 11 verse 7 real quick. You know, he was talking about Hebrews 11 verse 7. He was talking about those who are heroes of faith. You are showing verse 3. Verse 11, verse 7 is what I want. The Noah, he talks about Noah being warned of God of things not yet seen. You know, he moved with fear and prepared an ark to the saving of his house. Well, you know, Noah probably telling them, look, you guys repent, God's going to destroy the earth and so forth. You know, no, nobody listened. Well, whether they listened or not, one person listened. And by the singular act of Noah, listen to what he said, by the which he condemned the world. Because Noah believed, he condemned the rest of the world. That's right. And became heir of the righteousness, which is by faith. Now, there's always going to be somebody that's going to believe. You know, and when somebody believes, the rest of the world is condemned because they believe not. And God will always have that remnant that will believe him. Now, is that you here today that will believe God? If there's going to be only one person that's going to believe, who is it going to be? You can point to the stage. Point over here. If there's going to be only one person that's going to believe, it's going to be you. And it's going to be me. Praise God. Now, let me round up this message because I want to pray at the end. Let me round up this by saying, look, I'm going to tell you some scriptures here of how you can always be in season and not be out of season. You know, praise God. Did you know that there's a story in the book of Mark, chapter 11, when Jesus was passing by Bethany and so forth? I don't have time to read that story because I don't want this to be very long. But you might know the story of the fig tree looked afar off, right? That he had leaves, but he had no fruit. How many of you know that story? And Jesus brought us a wonderful story. That's the one where he says, if you have faith, you can say to this mountain and all that. It's in that chapter. You know, it's in that chapter. When you get to chapter 20, verses 22 through about 24 and 5, you know, that's where he talks about all those things and talks about if you have faith and you say it and don't doubt in your heart, you know, it'll happen. But before that, he saw the tree afar off. But that tree was out of season. That's right. That tree was out of season. You know, and Jesus didn't appreciate that at all. The Bible says he came to it, supposing that there would be fruit on it, and finding none, because it was not yet time. The time of figs was not yet. That tree was out of season. And Jesus came there and said, you are done for being out of season. You better be in season all the time. Amen. Praise God. Jesus came there and said, you know, for Jesus, you should always be in season. Hallelujah. The one thing that the Lord was looking for was fruit. The tree was busy doing all other things, providing shade and providing things to, you know, to the birds of the air and all that and so forth like that. But it wasn't doing that one thing that Jesus was looking for at that time. And the tree was saying, well, it's not yet my time to bring forth figs. Jesus said, well, when I ask, it's time. Amen. Because it's always time with the Lord. Amen. Now, so that's a lesson. Don't be out of season. Don't be like that dead fig tree, you know, because if you're out of season, Jesus said to himself, he that does not have, shall even that which he seems to have, shall be taken from him. People that are out of season, they will be even more out of season. But people who are in season because of the grace of God, and they are constantly giving the glory to God, they will continue to be in season. Amen. Now, let's read some few scriptures real quick of how you can continue to be in season. I already gave you Psalms chapter 1. I already gave you verses 1 through 3. So I have that. I'm not going to read it again. You can go back and read it yourself. You know, that if you are constantly meditating on the word of God, that's how you remain in season. I already gave you Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. You know, that if you are meditating on the word of God, that's how you be in season. And that's how whatsoever you do shall prosper. Now, these two scriptures are saying just about the same thing. By the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. Now, I told you that I'm going to come back and read that Job chapter 22 and read some more verses. I just read one verse last time, verse 29. But now I'm going to start from Job chapter 22, and I'm going to start from verse 21, and I want to read it. Now, here are some more ways of how you can be always in season. Acquaint now thyself with the Lord and be at peace. That's how good shall come unto you. Amen. That's right. Acquaint yourself with the Lord and be at peace. That's how good shall come. Let's go through it very quickly. Just flip on to the next verse. Next verse. Let's go quickly. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in your heart. This is the same thing. Meditate on that word all the time. Now, if thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Amen. Don't ever stray away from God. And if you do stray, come back to the Lord. Amen. That's right. That's how you are going to be built up, and you put up iniquities away from your tabernacles. Praise God. Next verse. And he said, look, he's going to bring up some things here. When you do these things, when you return to the Lord, when you acquaint yourself, when you delight yourself in the Lord, then shalt thou lay up gold as the dust, even as the gold of Ophir, you know, as the brooks of the stones of the brooks. That's how you do it. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. Amen. Now, this is rare metal, folks. This is not just paper money. This is real money. It's talking about gold. It's talking about silver. Well, that, you know, that's what they spent in those days. But what it's talking about is that, look, prosperity is as close as your lips. If you are constantly delighting yourself in the Lord and repeating his word, delighting yourself in his word. Amen. And don't take any negative thing For then the Lord shall be thy delight. When you have the you know, he said, look, for thou shalt have the Lord in thy delight, and thou shalt lift up, you know, thou shalt have thy delight in the Almighty, I meant to say, and then thou shalt lift up thy face unto God. You know, when you make your prayer unto him, he shall hear thee. Praise God. But then, remember to pay your vows. You know, some people say, Lord, if you pull me out of this thing, I will do the other thing. Well, and the Lord will pull them out of that thing, and then they will forget to do the other thing. God has no pleasure in fools. Amen. Don't make any rash vows with your mouth before the Lord. It's better for you to not vow than to vow and not to keep your vow. You know, so pay your vows. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to change the order of the service. I want you to stand to your feet. I'm going to pray. Like I said, it was a continuation, part two. Remember, last week, we spoke about how you can obtain the blessings of God, you know, by force and not be denied. Well, today we're talking about how you can remain. When you know, God's blessing is not yo-yo. Amen. Amen, folks. God's blessing is not yo-yo. Today up, tomorrow down, and so forth. Not that there's times, there's cycles, and so forth. But I'm showing you here how you can be at peace. How you can be always in season, you know. Hallelujah. It's not that you're not going to have challenges, you know, but your trust will be in the Lord. Your trust will not be in your finances. Your trust will not be in the economy. You know, whether the economy, our lives should not be tied to man's economy, folks. Amen. Your life should not be tied to man's economy. Praise God. Whether the economy is good or not good, God can make it good for you and your household. Amen. And he'll put ideas in your heart. Bible says, while men slept, the Lord sealed the wisdom and instruction in their heart. Even while you're sleeping, God can do that. But that's when you are believing God. If you are believing God, you know, and you are claiming these things that God has said, look, my life is going to be a life of always in season. Hallelujah. I'm never going to be out of season. And the same thing also works with you're being in season with your walk with God. Hello? You know, don't be wishy-washy. On Sundays, you're an angel. Mondays through Saturday, you are something else. No. Be in season with the Lord always. Amen. Be in season with the Lord always. And you will never be out of season. Even in things of the world. Because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And the Lord, you know, he's got all these things. The cattle on a thousand hills, it's his. The silver and gold is mine, said the Lord. And all of these things and so forth. And the Lord said, look, you know, ask of me and I will give unto you. Amen. Lift up your hands and I'm going to pray. And I want to pray for you. I'm not going to call the prayer line today because I want it to be, you know, brief. I don't want to go too long today. But I want you to believe God. And if you are watching this also, you know, Facebook, YouTube, wherever you are looking at it, you know, I want you also to believe God. Is your life one of in season today and out of season tomorrow, and you're just going bouncing yo-yo and all that stuff? Well, examine yourself whether you be in the faith. Are you in the faith? Is our God a God of yo-yo? The Bible says our God, you know, he's the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. That means he doesn't change, folks. You know, it's not one day he's up, next day he's down, and the next day he's up, and the next day he's down. No, you know. So let us pray. And I'm going to ask folks to do this. Put your hands down and bow your heads in prayer. And if you are here and you want to say, Lord, I want my life to go from today in season and then some other day out of season. And then I come back in season, then I go out of season. If that's you today, you say, I want my walk. First of all, my walk with God. Enoch walked with God, and he was not. He wasn't in season and out of season. You know, he walked with God. Hallelujah. If that's you today and I say, Lord, I don't want, you know, to wake up late. Wake up early, stay up late to eat the bread of affliction. I don't want to be, you know, from paycheck to paycheck, from hand to mouth, as they say it. I don't want to be looking at my surroundings and looking at the economy and so forth. I want to believe that God is able to supply my needs according to his riches. If that's you, then I want to see your hand up. You don't have to come up. Just raise your hand. I'm going to believe God with you. You want God to help you and let you flow into understanding what God has promised. I don't have time to preach today how he's going to do it. Don't worry about that. You do this first and say, Lord, I want to always be in season. I don't want to be in and out of season. I want to be in season. Father, Lord, look at those that are raised up their hands unto you, Lord. And they want to be in season. In season with how you walk with God. Not one day you are up and praising the Lord. The next day you are saying, well, I don't know if God cares about me. You know, you want to be in season with how you walk with God. Your health can also be in season. You don't have to be, today you are healthy, the next day you are sick, and then you are back again. God can make that to be in season for you all the time. Because I am the Lord that healeth thee. Constant healing. Present continuous tense. I am the Lord that healeth thee. And if you want God to make all grace abound towards you so that you may always have all sufficiency in all things, then all you have to do is believe the word of God that we've preached today. Search the scriptures daily. Meditate in those things. While you are doing that, you're going to find promises that will, you know, incite faith in your heart. And you're going to believe God. And you begin to recite the word of God back to him. And God will find a way. When you are believing God, God will find a way. He doesn't even need to find a way. He already knows how he's going to do it. But he's going to make a way for you to receive what you are believing God for. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise and we give you all the glory. Now, the Bible also says that, you know, as we wait for the Lord, that we be constant in our waiting for him. That's right. You know, because it's not him that started the race, but he that finishes it. And when you are finishing the race, you've got to finish it according to the rules too. Otherwise, you'll be disqualified. You know, so let's continue and hold on. Let's hold on to the Lord. Let's believe God. And today, I believe that you said yes, I will believe. And if you say yes, I will believe, I want you to say with me, yes, I believe. Yes, I believe. I want the praise team to come back up. Yes, I believe. Sirs, I believe God. That's what Paul said one time. Everybody was doubting. He said, look, I believe God. But you got to stay in the boat. Otherwise, if you jump ship, you will be destroyed. Stay with the word of God. And that's how God is going to bless you. Praise God. Now, I want you to rejoice as the praise team is going to lead us in rejoicing. I want you to rejoice. I want you to go back also and read and listen to these messages. They will inspire your hearts unto faith. You know, it's not a one-time thing. We preach the message one day and then the next day you forget. You go back. I go back often and listen to messages that are on our website to see what God has spoken to us in the past and use that to encourage myself. The same thing like going back and reading the word of God. I want you to rejoice as the praise team lead us into rejoicing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, if you're having hard times, you are currently out of season, I'm going to pray for you. Amen. You lost your job. Things are difficult and so forth. One woman one time said, I have nothing left but a pot of oil in my house. Another one said, I had nothing left but, you know, just a little flour to bake it and eat it and die with my son. And the Lord said, you're not dying today. Amen. I'm going to change that out of season story. I'm going to change your story to being in season. And you're going to eat in plenty and be satisfied. Now, for those who are facing hardships right now, I'm going to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, change their story, Lord. Turn their situation around. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, if you lost your job, you say, well, I don't know how I can pay my bills. Well, don't worry about it. You know, you just be believing God. God has a way. And he'll show you the way too. Amen. He will show you the way, but you have to listen. You won't be able to listen if you, you know, run all over the place and panicking and so forth. You know, be calm, be still, and know that I am God. Hallelujah. Be still, and know that I am God. Now, Lord Jesus, work a miracle for those who are trusting you today. Perhaps things are dry, but they're out of season. Move them, Lord, from out of season to being in season. And let them stay in season in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Not only should you come out of being out of season, get into season, but remain in season in Jesus' name. Remain in season. And if you are sick and so forth like that, you need healing. Jesus Christ makes you whole in Jesus' name. And God wants you to get well and to stay well in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we give you all the praise and we give you all the glory in Jesus' name. And somebody said amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Let's give the Lord a hand clap here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's share the grace together as we close the service. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Now you claim this one, next one for yourself. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days, not sometimes, of my life, and I will dwell in the presence of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you all. Have a great week. Peace and shalom.